Senior 4-H member Nicolette Hoffman is my guest at Douglas County 4-H Achievement Days. Nicolette, you've been around in 4-H for 13 years. How did you get started?
I always loved shooting on the range growing up with my dad and grandpa, and someone said, hey, you should come try 4-H shooting sports. We're doing a BB gun practice. And so I came in and I decided I loved it, and I started trying all the different events, and that led into the last 13 years of me shooting in 4-H, even led into me coaching and going to nationals. And then I learned about all of the other opportunities like static exhibits and the 4-H ambassador program and everything else.
And you're quite busy, needless to say, in putting these skills to good use. Looking back, did you have a favorite static project over the years?
Definitely photography. I brought in two pictures. They probably weren't that good. I took them with my mom's phone, and the lady who was judging them was super supportive. She gave me lots of tips, and I fell in love with that positive feedback. And now I own a photography business, so I owe that to 4-H.
And of course, your heart is really with the shooting sports program. So what was it like early on when you got started in shooting sports?
I guess it was more just exciting. I loved shooting so much, and so to actually get to watch myself get better and have positive people coaching me and watch my scores go up, it was really a big confidence boost.
What was your favorite event in shooting sports?
I'm a rifle girl, so definitely BB gun when I was younger, and now like 22 and stuff. I have ventured into trying shotgun. I will not say I'm very good at it, but it's definitely fun.
It's shooting sports, that's for sure. And so tell us about your latest experience down at the Nationals in Grand Island.
So last year I went as a competitor down to Grand Island on the National 22 team, and then I saw a bunch of people running around in these white shirts, and I asked what they were, and they're like, well, those are the National Shooting Sports Ambassadors. So I looked into it and applied. Last summer I went down and did a training in Nevada, and now this year I got to go back and actually help run the Nationals down there with a bunch of other amazing ambassadors.
And so what do the ambassadors do besides run the event?
They organize the schedule, they do the speaking, they hand out awards and organize the awards, they introduce speakers, read off the names of who wins the awards, help with the photos, stuff like that.
And you also served as a state 4-H ambassador here in South Dakota. How was that experience?
That was amazing. I met the most amazing people around our state who are also so passionate about 4-H. I got to help plan Team Leadership Conference, or now it's called Skills X. I got to help plan that for other youth, and that was also a great experience.
What excites you the most about Achievement Days?
I love seeing all the little kids, now that I'm older, getting to run around and see all their friends and be so excited about their diamond art painting and the chicken they're showing. And then also just tonight when we do our big supper, the whole community coming and supporting 4-H and getting to see, you know, once a year at least, how important 4-H is and how much of an impact it has in our community.
And of course, the final question, if someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
There is so much for everyone. It doesn't matter if you love agriculture or cooking or diamond art painting. There's something for everyone, and there's a lot of really supportive people that will help you get better at the things you love and even find new things you had no idea you had a passion for.
And my guest, Nicolette Hoffman at Douglas County 4-H Achievement Days.